Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruiak. Just before Thanksgiving, the legendary chef and restaurant owner Lena Fatt died at her home in Sacramento. She was 81 years old. Her father-in-law, Frank Fatt, opened the legendary Frank Fatt's restaurant in 1939, just two blocks from the Capitol, and it became a famous gathering spot for lawmakers and lobbyists. Every California governor ate there. The food was great. It still is. And the history of deals and negotiations over lunch or drinks and dinner is the stuff of legends. Lena married Frank's son, Ken Fatt, and in 1973, she changed careers to help open China Camp Restaurant in Old Sacramento. In late September, she talked with me about the restaurant's history. She was frail then, and her voice was soft, but she was game for conversation, and we talked about how the traditional Chinese menu at Frank Fatt's became a bit westernized, and why Frank added that scrumptious banana cream pie for dessert. So here's Lena telling the story.
His client said, "Frank, I love Chinese food, but I cannot eat Chinese food every meal," because in those days, the legislature stayed in Sacramento like at least 5 days or 4 or 5 days. So that's how Frank started the, steak Frank style and fried chicken and all that. Then they turned and said, "Frank, we don't eat Chinese desserts. What do you have?" So Frank asked his chef and to come up with some idea. So he came up with the banana cream pie. And so all these years, they had the banana cream pie. When we did the celebration for Frank's 70th birthday, I think that was in 1984, and the remodeling, and I changed the pie crust because they were still using the lard, the old-fashioned way for the crust. So I just gave them a new French pastry crust. That was the only thing changed. The banana, the custard, they were all from almost 80 years old.
The late Frank Fatt was your father-in-law.
Yes.
There are people, it's hard to imagine, but there are people who wouldn't have been able to meet him or know him and know how colorful and warm a person he was. How was he with you? How do you describe him?
Well, he was very good to me. But in Chinese tradition, we respect the elders, So, yeah, he would talk, but he doesn't talk that much. But especially, in the old days, there is very male dominance. So they usually talk to the son more so than the daughters or the daughter-in-law like that. But I came from a family. I was the only child. So it didn't matter to me. I talked to him. And he was a wonderful person. Very, very kind-hearted. And he really took care of his people in the kitchen. That's why he has so many people working for him through 30 years and all that. He's a very, very good person.
When you became master chef and you were cooking more and developing restaurants and exploring food, did he talk with you about food, about the recipes and the ingredients?
Not really, but I always run by the family and make sure everybody liked the recipe before I wrote it up. So in the beginning, when I did the China Camp menu, it was the approval of the whole family. That's why it was doing so well. Because the family, they're all, very good in eating and cooking. They know very well. So when I pass, get their approval, it's almost perfect.
China Camp was the brand new restaurant the family was going to open. And there was, how does the story go? The guys were trying to come up with a menu and you jumped in and offered suggestions or said that you would put together a menu?
Well, they were looking at menus they couldn't decide because Frankfurt is too close to Old Sacramento. And then in those days, the popular menu was like a buffet, you know, and we didn't want to do a Chinese buffet. So then they were going to, you know, give back the land, sell it back to Old Sacramento. And I told my husband, I said, you know, it's a very good concept because my father-in-law thought about that first. He wanted to open a restaurant and he named it China Camp. He wanted to commemorate the Chinese immigrants, you know, to the United States. Mm-hmm. Since I was an immigrant too, from Hong Kong, you know, so I said, why not do something that we do at home? Because in those days, I stopped being a pharmacist and I became very much into cooking. I loved the creativity of cooking, you know, so, and I did a lot of things kind of combined because I came from Hong Kong. And, you know, Hong Kong has very good food. So, and what I brought out, people like it. So I told the family, I said, why not this way? So they like it. So that's how I started writing down menu and went through the recipe and went through the whole family approval.
I'm talking with Lena Fatt. She actually was working in her career as a pharmacist when this opportunity came up to step in and talk about the menu for China Camp, the restaurant that the family opened in Old Sacramento. And that changed everything for you, didn't it?
That changed completely everything. Because I didn't expect to be in the restaurant business. I thought I just developed the recipe and another chef could take over. But when, I guess, the week before we opened, my brother-in-law Wing would assign duties to the family, who's going to do what. When it came to me, and he said, oh, you're in charge of the kitchen. I said, oh, okay. And I'm the type that like challenges. So I said, okay, I'll do it.
And then you quit your job at that point, the other job?
Oh, yeah, the pharmacy. I was already doing part-time and also relief work because I was a little disillusioned with that because I was like the pioneer in getting doctor of pharmacy degree. I think I was the third year or something, you know, to get the doctor's degree.
As a woman?
As anybody. And after I finished, I tried to work in different pharmacy environment. And I couldn't find any physician calling us and asking our opinion. So I said, you know, what am I doing? Doing 6 years to get a doctor's degree and pushing pills? I was not very happy. But of course now, completely changed now. Mm. So I'm very happy for the pharmacists now. They do a lot of prescribing and it's very, very good right now.
Both houses of the legislature celebrated this 80th anniversary. So let's listen to a little bit from the Senate President Pro Tem, Tony Atkins, who is also a fan of dessert at Frank Fatt's.
How many of us had banana cream pie for breakfast? Yes, I did. It was there. We love Frank Fatt's, and we're proud to commemorate the 80th anniversary. But for me, I want to take it a little further south, if I may. The Fatt family legacy also has a connection to our community, and thanks to the tireless work of Tom Fatt, one of Frank's sons. With the original Frank Fatt's thriving on L Street, Tom ventured to San Diego in the 70s to expand the family's business. He came to the rescue of an iconic, bright pink Art Deco building on the Pacific Coast Highway that had once been home to the 1940s nightclub hosting legends like Nat King Cole and Shelley Winters. Tom turned it into two restaurants, Fatt City and China Camp, a twofold treasure that re-energized the downtown San Diego restaurant scene.
That was California Senate President Pro Tem Tony Atkins. That was a big move. Was it also a big risk for the family to have Tom open two restaurants in San Diego?
It was a new adventure. And Tom was very good in looking for new things to do. He also very innovative. So he's always on the outside taking care of that. And I was in the background doing the menu. Actually, I designed the kitchen when we first remodeled the building to be able to do two restaurants in the kitchen and then separate the prep area into, you know, for two restaurants. And it was a lot of fun. I enjoy that.
You opened a location later that's very popular, the Bistro location in Folsom. And that was, again, a little different kind of thinking about people and food, correct?
Yes, and that is a little bit different because not only they both have the Chinese food, but they also have the other food from the other Asian countries. So that makes it a little bit more interesting.
How are these meetings when the family would get together to try to make a big decision about making a change or adding a restaurant? How did that go?
Oh, a lot of discussion. Yeah, but usually we try to, you know, be friendly with the family without, you know, breaking up the relationship, because we have seen a lot of families, you know, can be very different when they argue about business. So we try to respect each other, and so that helped.
Did you feel that you always had a voice, a strong voice in the group, and did that grow with other younger women as they came into the family and took roles in the business?
Well, there are not that many younger women came into the restaurant business. But I had a strong voice because, like I said, I was the only child at home. And I make all my decisions in Hong Kong. So I wasn't afraid or intimidated. So when I felt that something is right or not right, I spoke up. But one thing good about the family is, like I say, we try to respect each other's opinion, and so that we won't still have the right relationship, a good relationship between all of us.
I think the restaurant wouldn't have endured if the food and the quality of the food and the ingredients hadn't been so good, true, no matter what the location.
Exactly. That's what it is about. This is a hospitality business. In a restaurant business especially, it's all about food, service, entertain your customers, make sure they have a enjoyable experience. That's the main thing. You know, just like you go out to eat, you want to have the same experience. So just think about that if you're going to invite people to come to your home, what do you expect? And this is how we should treat the customer. And when you can do that, they love to come back.
Do you have a favorite story that you tell about something that happened in the restaurant?
There are lots of stories. Like Duke Majan came and
Former Governor George Duke Majan.
With us at Fest City. So that time, I did a Duke burger for him. I make a lamb burger. Mm-hmm. I asked him, I said, may I call it the Duke burger? And he said, okay. So that's what I did too.
Lena, in the 1980s, you, along with Biba and Ettore and David Berkeley, you became celebrities because you were cooking on TV, you were writing cookbooks, you had restaurants. Are you continually recognized? Do people continually want to talk to you about food and your family and the restaurants and their memories?
Oh, yeah. Biba and I were very good friends. Before we went into the restaurant business, we used to play tennis together. And her daughter and my daughter, we used to put them in a playpen right outside the tennis court, and we would go in and play tennis. That was the most enjoyable time. And then, of course, we both went into the restaurant business, and that got us very busy. But he was my dear friend. She was my dear friend. I really enjoy her.
I think that all of you changed what was happening with food in Sacramento. And now as you look around and see the explosion of restaurants and flavors and cuisines, what are your thoughts as you try to think about what food is doing in this region?
It's very good because, now in Sacramento, we have so many different types of chefs and talented chefs coming in and open a restaurant and do farm to fork and all that. I think it's fantastic. And I think this year they're going to have all women chefs to do the, the bridge dinner. I think that's very much a quick step forward. I'm glad that I got to see that.
Thank you for being here, for sharing your memories and being so generous through the years with your family's time and experience, and of course the restaurant always being open to everyone in every way.
Yes, and thank you for asking me. I really enjoyed those years doing new news, recipes at Channel 3 when you were there.
We did work together a long time ago.
Long time ago. And I still treasure those times. It was a good memory.
Thank you, Lena.
Thank you.
That was Lena Fatt in a conversation from September. She died of heart failure 1 week ago today. I want to say thanks, too, to Corrine Chin for helping to make that conversation happen. You know, Lena mentioned her friendship with Biba Caggiano, the owner of Biba's Italian restaurant in Sacramento. Biba and Lena were just a year apart in age. It is ironic that they died within a few months of each other, but we're all lucky for the food history, the understanding of cooking and recipes, and of course, the fabulous meals that these two women contributed to this region. Our thoughts are with the Fatt family. You're listening to Insight on Cap Radio.